welcome to the very first Métis Voices Radio with your host, Dale Haggerty. We are located in beautiful downtown Baby, British Columbia, Canada, in the Michif Métis Museum. We will have a variety of special guests on our show each week, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the toll-free numbers are, if you wish to call in, is that from the U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. And also worldwide is 877-4989-6350. And sit back and relax and enjoy your host, Dale Haggerty.
Good. Tonight, I would like to introduce my first guest and co-host for tonight's program is my good friend, Derek Whiteskycloud, our Michif Métis Museum Cultural Director in Surrey. And say, everybody, tonight will be a special show to tribute and dedicate it to a wonderful woman and a talented Métis artist, Patty Mayo. Welcome, Derek.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, I'm good.
You've just heard the news about Patty. We're going to put sort of a dedicated show. It was a last-minute thing to happen, but on Wednesday, April 16th, 2008, the music world and the Métis community was lost to a wonderful entertainer. Patty Mayo lost her village in life to cancer that afternoon. At this time, the first show we decided to dedicate tonight's loving memory of Patty Mayo by opening the phone lines to all in remembrance of this special lady and her life. On December 9th, 1940, in Selkirk, Manitoba, Patty Mayo was born as Patricia Madeleine Mayo to her Métis parents, William and Winfort. She was the third oldest child in the family of seven, but the first girl born to this family. She was around 13 years old. Her big brother, Ben, I have an uncle named Ben, bought his first guitar. Patty was so proud of it, she said it cost her $50. She played the music with Ben and his group and traveling around the country. Patty was a proud mother of three children, Michelle, Danny, and Patty Ann. She doted on her grandchildren, all 11 of them, and she was also a very young great-grandmother. She carried and worried and planned her life around her family. She was so proud, whatever she performed, she would tell a little story of them, sharing it with the audience for her love and pride of her family. Well, at this time, I just would like to play a little tune that we have found one of her songs, and we'd like to play it at this time. What do you think, Derek?
Go for it.
Thank you.
Patty. God bless you, Patty. Patty has performed across BC on the prairies and in Europe, where she was welcomed with enthusiasm as a country western entertainer. Some of her tapes have been with the Buckaroos, Buck Owens Band, as her backup. She was planning and hoping the Larry Vass moment to release a CD with some of her Hammett songs on it. Patty never hesitated to bring her guitar to a private party, an event, a fundraiser to help her community, lend support where she could. When her father was in the hospital, she'd often take her guitar and sit and sing him to sleep. The nurses would ask if they could bring other patients to enjoy the free concert also. Patty spent many years playing music around the Lower Mainland and built up a network of friends, among them local artists as well. She was a friend with Canada and Coquitlam Lucy Starr. And while Lucy Starr's mother was in the senior's home, she would often take her guitar and go and sing some songs in Lucy's place. Patty was a Christian lady, as you heard just on the song that she was. She raised as a little girl to go to church. She was quite continuous in her faith throughout her life, giving herself, helping others, and bringing joy to everyone. The light through her music.
Dale, that song that you played from Patty was one of her favorite to sing, apparently.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Dale. That's my right-hand man here, my right-hand woman. So what do you think, Derek? What do you have to say? You knew Patty quite well, didn't you?
I knew her of her. We talked a few times when she would come to some of the events, Métis events that we were participating at, whether it's the Friendship Center or whether it was in Klahalia, or, you know, I was told that she did a lot of singing in nightclubs. We called nightclubs, but actually a lot of country bars. She's quite the entertainer. She always kept everybody happy. She never talked to anything bad about anyone. She always stayed above herself and never turned anyone away, no matter how down they were in life. She's always very supportive and helping them out. I met her a few years back. I don't believe it. I met her at the Friendship Center one time, and she was actually a very interesting lady to talk to, because she's always fun to talk to. But when she does get around, I mean, basically, I've been told many times that let's put it this way, Patty never shirked it. Had hard work. She was an original trooper, and that no matter how ill she felt, she never would miss a performance. And she went on stage with the flu, and even last September she performed at the Métis AGM when she really wasn't feeling that great. When she was 25 and she had moved to BC, her first job out here in the music field was at the Royal Canadian Legion at the Wally branch here in Surrey. Her service will be held there. Now, there is going to be a service for her. Will be held there at 1 o'clock on April 25th, 2008, and all her friends and family are invited to come and to pay her respects to this wonderful lady. We're now opening the phone lines, and while I'm welcoming Patty's friends and family to remember her, and to share their memories of this very special lady and with the rest of our community. So the open lines are open, folks. If you want to call in and you want to talk about Patty and your great memories with her, and we're also inviting the family who wish to talk. The show itself, Métis Voices Radio, it's the very first internet radio on bbsradio.com, and it's also the very first Métis Voices Radio on the internet, being located here in Davenby, British Columbia. And we're trying to help our Métis community and to share our culture as well as our community, trying to be as close as possible to even let people know that if anything happens around our community, we at least we can hear about it ahead of time. And we dedicate things like this for Patty, who we knew quite well. And we want to share this whole program for her, to dedicate this to her. And as for also for many, many weeks that she'll never be forgotten. And even to play her music on this program, I think it would be very honored to have her music on. For Dale?
I got another tune I'd like to play for you, and here it goes again. Just bear with me. That was another tune by Patty. You know, I remember, Derek, you know, when the first time I met Patty, she came into the museum. You know, she had this beautiful smile on her face, and she says, I just have to meet the new guy that looks after the museum. I remember when we were on Surrey, you know, and she gave me all her music, and she said, you know, if I can be any help to you to raise any kind of funds, you please call me, and I'll tell you, I was just like, wow, what a fabulous world we live in. And, of course, I didn't recognize her right away, but I used to frequent the bars in New Westminster every so often and go down and listen to some good old country music down on Columbia Street there. And I saw her perform there. I thought she was just absolutely fabulous. It was just a great show, and I'd like to also tell you guys, thank you very much, Patty Roosevelt, for writing this little script for me to read off about her history and stuff like that. I really appreciate this, Patty, and thank you very much. And if there's anybody out there that want to call, Derek, what's the number?
I don't have the numbers on me yet.
Correct me if I'm right, it's toll-free, 228-4494. Now, is that U.S. and Canada?
That's U.S. and Canada.
And if you're on the worldwide direct lines, it's toll-free, 877-489-6350. Or
well, we
go to the direct line.
Yeah.
Sorry?
We do have some direct lines available for them as well. We have 530-776-5154. We also have 530-776-5185 and 530-876-9916. Again, back in for Canada, United States is 888-228-4494. We want to hear from you guys out there that listen to this program. It is the very first show that the Métis Museum has put on. We call it Métis Voices Radio. And we're looking forward to having to hear from everyone in the Métis community that wants to share their story with Patty, about Patty, or if they want to share a story about themselves, we'd love to have you phone in. We're looking forward to hearing from you. The lines are open.
Derek?
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just going to add about the chat rooms for people who can't get through the phone lines. That can you explain to them how to get into the chat room? And I believe it's the chatter hall.
If you go to bbsradio.com, you can go into the chat room. And when you go to the front index page, you'll go down to the list that says Tuesday, which is just that's where the location is of the chat room. You look to your right of the page, and it says BBS chat room. You click on that, and you register, and we welcome you in the room. And you'll see the place that you can actually chat back and forth and share your stories or even chat with each other.
And it's called Chatter Hall, right? It's the Chatter Hall. Is that correct, Derek?
That's right. It's the Chatter Hall.
Chatter Hall. Okay.
Now, apparently, what I've been told, we always have our Métis gatherings in different locations, and Patty participated in Métis gatherings quite often, and she actually did a lot go to the Red River Rendezvous, which happened up in the Malahat. And this year, or last year, they celebrated 10 years, and Patty also was there. On location, she was there with some really good close friends that she's known for a long time. She knew Trish Perron. She knew Richard and Al Larson, their two brothers. Margaret and Jack Sloan and Tim Lowe. Also a good friend, Winston Watney. Amy Esther Gerling and Patty, which Patty Mayo was there with all these great friends, and including the Métis Jiggers, Bob Kelly's Métis Jiggers. They had a great time out here. And a lot of these people that knew Patty and everyone in the community are going to miss her, even especially when she doesn't come to the rendezvous. But we know full well her spirit will always be there.
Yes, I agree. I remember seeing her at the Red River West, and she performed. The last time I think I saw her, Patty perform was on the Art Bird tribute in Langley, out in South Surrey. Sorry, Langley, close to Langley there, and that's the last time I got to talk to Patty.
You got a caller?
Go ahead.
Do we have a caller calling in?
We have a caller coming in. Hello? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello? Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Patty calling.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you again for putting the tribute on to Patty Mayo. And as you know, we were very close, and we loved her very much. She was like another sister for me. And the first time I met Patty was she was performing at a Métis function, and I was so impressed with her voice that I hired her to sing at my mother's 80th birthday party. And Patty often joked after that Mom and her were the last ones out of the hall that night. It was 4 in the morning when we locked up the door. And they were both seeing and hugging each other, and we just adopted Patty into our family. And so, you know, we spent the years together as friends, and spent time with her and her brother Ben, and when he passed away, and then her dad passed away also, and about a year and a half ago, her partner Lawrence, who used to accompany her and play violin, also passed away, and now unfortunately, we've got to say goodbye to Patty, and it's much, much too soon. We'll miss her greatly, and definitely miss her happiness, and she was a really great lady that we enjoyed, and I just can't say enough about how much I think she has contributed to the Métis and to country western music, and what a great entertainer she was. As I say, also she was busy working on her last hope and request was to get her CD out. It was one in the can, and she had been wanting to get it out to the public because they've been all wanting new songs from her. And that was right up to the last moment she was working on that.
Wow.
Anyway, I know others are really, really going to miss Patty, miss having her there, miss seeing her happy smile. I know me personally, one of the things we always did was when we'd phone each other or see each other, it was, "Hi, Patty, it's Patty." And then we'd laugh and hug. And that part is going to be gone for me.
Yeah, that would be really good. Oh, yeah, we're going to miss Patty. I really, you know, we're trying to get to our communities back working together and bringing us all together and stuff like that. But I'll tell you, it was always the music that always brought us back together, you know. And Patty had a lot of things to say about stuff like that with her music. I'll tell you, she's going to be very missed.
She will be. And that is, her voice was so beautiful and so full of melody.
Oh,
and what was really nice was she was so proud of her family that she always liked telling little stories about her family as she was performing. And she would talk about her friends and bring them into the conversation and wrap her songs around her family and friends.
Yeah.
So often she would sing songs particularly to people in the audience that she knew the songs meant a lot to. And one of the songs that she used to always sing for my mother was "The Bible Is the Legacy." And so it was nice hearing that on the radio show tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't find all the music she gave us, so we just happened to manage to find this one, so we were very lucky to find this tape. But you know, we're going to try to see if we can find some more and then eventually put it on our site and people can actually listen to some of her music more. So, yes.
Well, if you can find "The Wall," that was one of Patty's special songs.
Yes, we don't have it, unfortunately, there. That, you know, I got some nice songs here, but not that was one of them that I didn't have. One of the songs
in
the Bible is "The Legacy," "The Rodeo Cowboy." "My Baby Walks Right Down the Door," Harper Valley PTA.
Oh, Harper Valley PTA was one of her good ones, too.
Yeah, and Daddy, I Love You," and "Jambalaya."
Yeah,
On the other side, it's "You Gotta Have Good Feelings," "Mama's," "When Mama's Prayer."
Oh, yeah.
"You Hunt the Shadow of My Mind." "Curse of the Honky Tonk Queen." "The Little Bo Peep." "In the Early Morning."
And that was one that she sang to her granddaughter.
What's that one? "The Little Bo Peep"?
Yeah, perhaps you could play that and dedicate it to her grandchildren, because that was song.
Come up with this song here. Let's see if I can, I'll have to do some talking, Derek, for me, and then I'll find this music for him.
No problem.
Okay, that would be great.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi, Derek.
How's it going? We look at being a very sad day, but it's actually, it's a very celebrating day for Patty. Sometimes people always say does it take a lot of people to come around someone who we've lost, than it is actually being around them not as often when they were living. And I find that it's really important to, and it's very grateful that we always have great friends that always like to watch over someone and talk about them, good things about them. And Patty has, she really has done a lot for a lot of people out there and made a lot of good friends, especially with our another Patty right here.
Eric, the song that Little Bo Peep, Patty would, whenever she goes to sing that, she always mentioned about singing it to her grandchildren and about having to go to school for show and tell and to sing it for her grandchildren's teachers and class during show and tell.
Well, the kids would love that. Anything to do with Patty, the kids love being around her anyway. She's got great energy. Her voice was always very soothing. It never, you know, like they always say, she could be sick and she'll still try and sing for you. I know full well that, you know, this year we had the Art Bird dedication when he crossed over this last year. And they held a memorial for him by MNBC, and it was held in South Surrey, which was near the St. Germain property. And they decided they wanted to do
it
again.
It was on the St. Germain.
I'm sorry? Are they playing the song?
No, keep talking.
Keep talking? Okay. Anyways, they did a dedication for Art Bird, and they decided to do this every year to do it to remember Art. Well, I strongly feel that I think we can do here is do the same thing to include Patty with Art, and she'll never be forgotten in that way that people will even play her music just to be dedicated to that family as well as to herself. And her memories will always be there. What do you think, big guy?
I'm just trying to track it down now.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. You're looking for the song.
Quietly.
So, while we're still talking about Patty Mayo, we also want to talk about how Patty Roosevelt's doing and what's happening in your neighborhood.
I'm sorry, were you talking to me, Jared?
Yes, my dear, I was talking to you. Even though we talk about Patty Mayo, but how's Patty Roosevelt doing? What's happening in your neighborhood?
Oh, well, Patty Roosevelt is very, very busy at North Fraser Métis Association. We're busy planning programs. We're trying to get a youth program going. We've got a community garden started. If the weather here would ever cooperate, we could plant some of our starts that are growing all over our freezers and fridges in the office. We are busy developing programs, and we should have a community nurse fairly shortly working out of our office. So we're busy trying to pull together different programs. We're going to be challenging the Métis community to do a walking program under the Act Now funding. And we're trying to get people in our community healthy and through prevention programs. We just completed mini health fair and health screening out in Chilliwack for the Chilliwack Métis at the end of March, on March 29th.
Okay.
So we have a fair amount of things planned coming up. And right now the big focus is trying to get other people to work with us and on this walking program. We're going to be purchasing pedometers, and we want to do a virtual walk with the Métis across BC to Batoche. And we will give everybody little pins on the map and mark their progress as they progress across. And we'll have prizes, and we will be giving special awards to those who accomplish the most. We're also busy planning Aboriginal Days for June 21st, and we're looking for community participation and people to come out. On May 31st, Eurofest is happening in Burnaby, and for the first time they've asked the Métis to be involved in the opening ceremonies. So we will be having Wally Levine, our president, representing North Fraser, and I believe either Bruce Dumont or Rini Sarian also in the opening parade. There will be tickets available, first come, first served, through the Métis, so anybody interested in going to it on May 31st, if they come to the gate, they will be able to ask for the tickets and save themselves $7 entrance fee by getting in. There's a big parade. There's cultural booths from countries around the world. There's a big dance that evening. And then also, I've been involved with Eurofest. Or not Eurofest, but the Burnaby Schools Aboriginal Enhancement Agreement. And we are looking at signing Burnaby's Enhancement Agreement on, we're looking at basically three dates, May 22nd, June 4th or 5th, whenever we can get some of the different ones coming forward. So we've been really, really busy promoting the Métis people throughout the community. And we're also looking for volunteers to help on the May 31st date. I was going to also mention that the event that had been the Art Bird Memorial, which was last year, will be renamed by the Region 2 Governance Meeting, possibly this coming meeting. And it might be a nice idea to suggest that this year it be done in memory of Patty.
Yeah.
And but I know that they were looking at another name, and it will be held the end of July so that it doesn't interfere with the Aboriginal games over in on Vancouver Island. So we have lots and lots of things happening and coming up. We're also busy looking at expanding the salmon program that we did last year, where we distributed salmon from Hope and Agassiz to the Aboriginal schools there, the Chilliwack Métis, the Abbotsford Métis, the Abbotsford Métis Training Center, the instructor and the students, Langley Métis, Wachia, Tlahalia, Quinichitl Men's Support Home, of course, North Fraser. And then we also took salmon to the Mother's Center and to Anya, which is the youth program. And on January 26th, we had a great big event at North Fraser where we taught everybody how to clean, fillet, can, and smoke salmon. And everybody that worked ended up taking home salmon with them.
Wow, you're really busy.
I am busy. And I'm hoping that we can get people interested in bartering with us this year for salmon so we can swap game or, say, fruit. And that way we can bring salmon to people in the interior and have game in exchange.
Well, you can count us in because when we get on our trees, we always give it away because there's too much of it for us. So, listen, Patty, I want to keep it on the air, but I want to play this tune now that I've found it. And here's one of Patty's tunes here, Little Bo Peep.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Patty Mayo tune. God bless you.
Wow.
There you go. So, how are you doing there, everybody out there?
We're doing good.
There's time that we should call in. If you're interested in calling in again, here's that number again. It's 888-28-4494. Or go to the direct lines. BBS Radio, www.bbsradio.com, BBS Radio Station 2 on the right-hand side. Click on. So, I see, Patty, that you are very busy. Yes, we are too up here, even though that we thought we'd move away from everything. It doesn't look like we've escaped yet. So we're still busy, still working on the museum stuff and getting ready for this exciting year. We're going to go on some rendezvous this year, and we have a brand new Red River cart that was donated to us from the Interior Métis Child and Family Center. So we'll be putting that material and taking it all over British Columbia and Alberta. We haven't got Saskatchewan in our niche yet, but When everything gets a little, we'll probably head up there. So.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Good.
You'll have to let us know when you're down in our area.
Well, that's Dale and I will be down in the area on May the 14th. We're going to be coming down for about 3 or 4 days to check things out and see what we can come up with. So, anyways, is there another caller online? Oh, I thought I heard a beep. Maybe it wasn't. So, anyways, Derek, I'd like to talk to you first about a few things, too, there. So, I heard you were just at the... Patty, just stay on the line there for us with you. And about the powwow coming up this Wednesday, can you tell us about what's happening so then Patty knows and maybe she can... communicate with her, with the Métis side out there.
Derek?
Well, we do have a powwow coming up on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of April. That will be held at Bellevue Secondary School up 116th and I'm not sure the address is. You can look up on the website. Now, the Machif Métis Museum does have its own website. It's under MachifMétisMuseum.org. You can always look up on the pages to see what events that are happening. The Métis Museum will be there at this powwow, at Bellevue Powwow. And if anybody else who wants to come over to help support the Métis community, we will be there through the whole weekend, and we look forward to seeing you guys there. We have another line?
We got another caller on the line?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Earl!
Yes, how are you?
Hey, Tensei, my friend.
Tensei, you too, yes.
I
just wanted to call to congratulate you on your radio station here.
Thank you very much. It's, the congratulations should go out to the my deep friend here, Derek White Sky Cloud, for trying something new and being so energetic and getting me involved.
Well, that's what it takes, people that have courage to do things. Otherwise, we wouldn't get anywhere.
Yes, and I also like to thank the BBS Pit Radio people for taking a chance on us, because I think that's what they are looking for in our... And Don and Seth, I really thank you for this great opportunity to give us Métis people a voice out there for us people there.
Yeah, so, that's very kind of them, too, that's for sure.
That sure is.
But
When Derek was talking about the powwow, Patty, I was going to suggest that if you have some information from North Fraser, to by all means come by and drop it all off, and Derek will be happy to put a display on and talk about all the programs that you're doing. And that's an invitation for all the organizations in the Lower Mainland. We're all working together to make this community and everything to work together, so... You know, and that's what these are all about. So, and I'd like to thank you, Patty,
thank you,
for being on, and this beautiful tribute to for Patty Mayo. May she rest in peace, and the Creator take care of her, because I know He is right now. Thank you very much. So, how
thank
you,
you
doing, Earl? Did
Hello,
I lose
you there?
Everybody?
You there? Pardon me?
Hi, Earl.
Earl's there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh. Yeah. So how's it going out on the island, Earl?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a lot colder than it used to be.
Yeah.
Here, too.
Yeah, we just got a dumping of snow. But
we
don't tell anybody, though.
Yeah, we got snow today. I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
It's the coldest April I can remember over here.
Yes.
But other than that, yeah, everything's going pretty good, thanks. And, yeah, I just wanted to call just to congratulate you both and also thank the BBS here, because they are, going out on a limb sort of thing, and we're hoping for the best. And I know you'll do just fine. You're always a struggler there and a fighter there, Dale, and you guys will do just fine.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Earl, for the
You're more
call.
Than welcome.
There you go.
We'll be talking to you again.
Okay, Earl. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
So, Derek, what else is new on the Lower Mainland? Give us a rundown of what's happening down there so far.
Well, the weather where I am, it's not snowing, it's not raining, but it's pretty clear. Cloudy at times, but it's not too bad. The weather's kind of cool. Goes in, out cool. Myself, I've been working with the homelessness program, trying to help support ideas. Like, they're basically come up with ideas to help the people that are dealing with homelessness, especially our Aboriginal people in our community. We've lost about three of our good brothers and sisters that had died in the cold. There was not enough shelter for these three individuals at different places, and one individual was actually wheelchair-bound, and he froze to death and died in the street. because he was turned away. There was not enough room for him to stay, and there was no place for him to go, and so he chose the street and he froze to death. And another person that we know of actually froze to death in a dumpster that he thought he would consider as a place that he would be warm, but it turned himself like a refrigerator. Another person themselves also was froze to death in the tree in the bush, and they had a tarp over them thinking that would be warm, and that person also froze to death. So there is a real shortage for shelters for our people as well, not just of all the nationalities, but even our Aboriginal people, because a lot of times too, a lot of them are actually called couch surfers, and if they're not in at someone's home to stay overnight, they're also trying to find a way to survive on the street. So not everyone being Métis or Aboriginal or First Nations is actually suffering, but we do have some of those out there that are dealing with it. So I get involved with the homelessness program, with our church, our Inner Garden Online Chapel, with Reverend Barbara Leonard. And we were actually at the meeting this morning and giving support and coming up with ideas that will help continue on creating new places even for our elders that cannot afford to stay in a place that are also pretty well almost like couch surfers. And they have a brand new location for the people that are low income, and offering them suites to stay, and they're actually beautiful suites. We were on a tour in these places up in White Rock, South Surrey White Rock area. It was beautiful. So we got something going here that's going to begin helping community even more. Now it's just the Surrey area and the White Rock area, but even they're working on the Vancouver and throughout British Columbia and Lower Mainland. But we need all that. That needs to be watched over and taken care of, like, constantly. It's not just something you do on a holiday to find a place to stay, but it's important to find a place for them to stay as often as they need a place to stay. So we're always looking for people, volunteers, to help in the community to be part of this. There's also a young lady I want to acknowledge. Her name is Kat Norris, and she also works very hard in the community in Vancouver, who actually... a few months back when they had the cold winters of Christmas and New Year's, she and a bunch of other people in the community, Aboriginal community, they decided to do a bannock and coffee run in Vancouver, and they were giving away bannock and free coffee to keep the people warm and food in their stomach. So I want to acknowledge her because she works very hard to try and keep the community going and making sure that hoping that they can actually not walk home or even go to sleep without something being in their stomach. You know, this happens quite often. Again, it's part of the homelessness as well as needing food. There's still a shortage in our Aboriginal community. I work as a counselor, a spiritual counselor, but I also try to teach as much as I can as far as Métis history is concerned, and I've been asked by a few schools and universities to help share our Métis wisdom and history. And I like to do it, like to wear my regalia and then bring the museum with me and set up the display and let the public know what we've got available. I find interesting that most of the people that I'm actually sharing information, teaching the program, there are very few Métis or Aboriginal people that are in these classes. But most of the people that are very interested in our history are the Asians and South Asian people. They want to learn about our history and what we wore and what we did in our past, and even as an Aboriginal community, learn about ourselves and what we do living as a community. And you know what? A lot of them still think we live in teepees. And it's kind of funny, but a lot of them still think we live on reservations and teepees. They really don't know that we live like regular people in a westernized house. So we still need to let the public know out there that, you know, we're not living in igloos. We're based out of Canada. We're in Canada, guys. We're in British Columbia. But a lot of people that are in the States, they believe they're still living either in teepees or igloos. And they think that automatically when you come across the border from the American side that we all of a sudden become really cold, you know, almost like it's snow. Well, it's snowing up your area.
It doesn't stay, though.
I've been busy working, doing what I'm doing, and making more crafts. And my lovely wife, Marina, she got me this wonderful industrial machine, so now I can start making outfits.
Wow,
and start
going
back,
great.
Designing capotes, putting those together. And there, you know what? You think about it, Dale. There's very few people actually do reenactment clothing. They do it like, you know, the clothing of the past. Very few people actually do that.
Yes, that's right. It's a lost art, as we know. I heard, Derek, that you went up north to northern Alberta, and you were doing some healing up there with some of our northern mate communities up there. Tell us about that, Derek.
I was up in Gruard, which is northern Alberta, part of the High Prairie area. I was actually up there, come up there and do a workshop. I was doing a medicine wheel program up in Compound Treatment Center. And this was actually based on drug and alcohol recovery program. I was there for the 2 days. The people have put, they volunteer themselves to go through the recovery. And some of them actually have been back a few times before to go through their healing process. You know, not everybody can perfectly quit drinking the first time, so, but there are people that actually, whether they do drugs or drinking, but they try to clean up their lives and try to have a better life. And there's approximately about 16 to 20 people that go through this recovery, and that's how many I had in the medicine world program. And so I try to teach the health program through the teachings of the medicine wheel. And they find that it's very, very informative and helps them understand where their path is going, because a lot of times, too, we don't understand what the medicine wheel really means to us. And so we look at the human body and we put the medicine wheel in front of you in that form, and it actually differentiates the different sides of your body and the four quarters of your body and shows you what part of your illness is and all those certain same four quarters of your body, what you need to deal with as far as the healing of it, and to look to the core of it to help you go through the healing process. And they've all have said they're quite impressed with the program. It's helped them a whole lot. Even the counselors themselves weren't too sure at first, but when they listened and sat through the program themselves, they were quite shocked and not even realizing how much effect it has done for the rest of the people that have actually gone through recovery. They've asked me to come back and to do continual work on other reservations around the area of northern Alberta. So my son lives up in the not so northern Alberta, but him and his fiance, my son Jordan and his fiance Samara, and my cute little granddaughter Kira, and she and my Samara is actually expecting another little one, so she just became pregnant, so I'm looking for her to be a grandpa again the second time around. Go ahead.
No, I just said, there you go, another grand. You're going to be a grandpa another time.
But here's something. Here's some history. We got another caller calling in.
You got another caller coming in. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
Great. How are you? Hi. What's your name?
This is Julie George. And,
hi, Julie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm calling on behalf of Patty, her family. And anyway, she is my sister's mom-in-law. And we lost my sister last year. And I just wanted to say, Patty, you know, she's got such a strong, beautiful heart. A total treasure, you know.
Yeah.
And she also, like, encouraged all of our family, all of our people, you know, people from everywhere, just to do the best that they can. And also her grandchildren and her son and her daughters. She loves them so much. And Patty was just, like, you know, just all about love. And she really respected, you know, where we're going to, where we're coming from. And she just, like I say, really encouraged all of us to go on the right path, and especially to go for our goals. And she made her dream possible, you know, becoming this wonderful singer that she is. And everywhere that I've seen her play, you know, people just loved her. And she's gone up north as well, too. you know, when we lost my father. She's been every place of really totally caring for people and just being there for, you know, like in places of hardship and also in places of happiness, you know, wherever she went. You know, it was always such a comfort to see her. And recently when we went to the hospital to see her, you know, again, she was all about encouragement. And she encouraged us to go for our dreams and to achieve our goals again. And, you know, she shared her laughter with us. And in my lifetime, you know, I really believe that, yes, you know, dreams are possible. I mean, I heard her playing when I was like 16 or so, and I just totally love her voice, and, you know, dreams are possible.
There you go. So, I want to play one more song in dedication to Patty, if you don't mind staying on the line for just a few minutes, and let's hear this.
No, I do not mind at all. Thank you so much.
Well, this is a nice tune that we've had for her. I hate to say this, but the radio show is coming to an end. I'd like to thank you for calling in again, dedicating this day to Patty Mayo. Derek, I'd like to thank you for being on the show to help me get through this first time. I'd also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and our directors and sponsors of the BBS radio station, and those who called for allowing us to present this program to you. Our next week guest will be Senator Thelma Shalapu from the Michif Cultural and Métis Resource Institution in St. Albert's, Alberta, Canada, former Senator of the Canadian federal government. Please stay tuned to the next week, same time, starting 7:55 Pacific Standard Time, to visit me and Senator Shalapu, and have a good week, and take care until this, Marcy. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.